This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise. My name is Rich Bradbury, in the studio with...
Arvind Braj.
Okay, continuing on, the COVID-19 pandemic has changed the way we do business, obviously. Not only that, the way business schools teach their students will have to change to reflect these new times, so the entrepreneurs of the future will know how to build their companies to be somewhat crisis-resistant.
Yeah, and the Alibaba Business School is running a global competition to tap into the skill sets of younger entrepreneurs and business school students. They've announced the launch of Alibaba Global E-Commerce Talent, or GET Challenge 2020, aimed at helping businesses and organizations worldwide recover faster and rebound in the wake of COVID-19 and the pandemic. They've also issued a challenge to students from across Malaysia who want to help businesses around the world and be rewarded for their ingenuity.
We thought this sounded pretty interesting, so we got in touch with Brian Wong, the Vice President of Global Initiatives at the Alibaba Group, to weigh in on how they're going to change the way students are taught business in schools moving forward. Brian, tell us a little bit about Alibaba GET Challenge 2020 and how it works.
Sure. The Alibaba GET Challenge 2020 is a really exciting new competition that the Alibaba Business School has launched, with the focus particularly on how to unleash the power and innovative spirit of youth entrepreneurs, targeting the challenges and problems that are arising because of the pandemic and COVID-19. What we're trying to do is really target youth, whether they're in college or just out of college, but those who have creative new ideas on how to utilize technology to create solutions for their societies. These companies can be in operations less than a year, really grassroots type entrepreneurs, and we want to engage them. There's going to be four rounds starting from the time of the submission of the application, which is already open and will close on May 5th. Now, in these four rounds, three will be held at a national level, one at an international level. And the international finals will actually be done through our DingTalk communications platform to enable virtual pitching to the judges. We have over 13 countries now that have already signed up to be part of this competition. And in Malaysia, we are working with ITS Management as our local partner to help drive the initiative here on the ground. And the winner will receive a cash prize of close to $15,000 for their efforts, but also we will invite them to the Alibaba headquarters, and they will get to participate in a digital economy entrepreneurship training here in our headquarters and really get an inside view on how Alibaba works, what are some of the lessons that we've learned in that process. We need everybody's participation in the society to really help us adjust to this new normal that we're facing. And so we really encourage all you guys out there to please sign up and become part of this competition. And who knows what it will lead to in terms of what you come up with as creative new solutions.
What additional skills do you think entrepreneurs will have to have now in a post-pandemic world?
So I think that the post-pandemic world, what we have to realize first is that this is not a temporary problem. This is actually going to be a long-term challenge, which means that we're going to need to change our mindset to say, okay, how do we react? How do we recover? And then how do we sustain our businesses as we move forward in this post-COVID pandemic world? That means that, number one, we're going to have to rely on technology much more than in the past, because the traditional means and methods of doing business and even living our lives are going to be altered for the long term. The second is really how do you build a sustainable business model that meets the new needs of the market, whether it's the consumers that you serve, whether it's the products that they're looking for, whether it's the way that you deliver those services and products, even so far as the way that they pay for those products. All these things are going to be altered for the long term.
Brian, what lessons has the COVID-19 crisis taught you as a business school and learning center for future studies? How will you adapt?
I think that if we distill the lessons, one, again, is the importance of embracing change and staying nimble. You have to throw out the old playbook and create your own new playbook. And this is also partly why we really look to youth and are trying to engage youth more actively in this solution creation, because they are going to be the ones that are not tied down by the old school thinking. If you are an old school thinker or a more traditional company, then you need to bring in team members and leadership that also has a different view of the world. The second is really being willing to innovate in a way that's very, I'd say, customer-focused, but also problem-focused. So think about what are all the new challenges that are arising because of the COVID-19 effects. One particularly difficult sector that's been hit is the hospitality sector. And a lot of hotels and travel and tourism businesses are being obliterated because of the COVID crisis. Now, as a hotel owner, you have to ask yourself, is this going to pick up? Are we going to have people traveling to the same rate that they used to? Are there other ways that we can serve our customers that have an interest and a curiosity in travel but cannot physically be there? That might require you to completely transform your business and say, okay, what are the assets that I have in my hand as a hotel owner or as a travel agent that make me unique? But then how will I digitize that and allow people to access those things through online? So innovation and being able to focus on the real problem or solution that you're trying to provide is critical. And third, as I talked about earlier, is partnership, in that you will not be able to solve all these problems by yourself, and you will not be able to build all these technology platforms by yourself. So think about which other players in the community, in the market, are doing things that are complementary to your business. Figure out how to work together, because as we say in the digital economy, it's not about how you split up the existing pie, but it's actually how you're going to grow the pie. The digital economy is nascent. It's very young in its development in Malaysia. And if you, as business owners, can actually work together to build out a brand new ecosystem relying on digital technology, but solving the new problems that are evolving, it's a very exciting opportunity for anyone that's a part of that. So I would say, you know, take these three things, your ability to embrace change, your ability to innovate, and your ability to work collaboratively, and you've actually got a very bright future ahead.
Finally, Brian, you know, everyone is talking about a new normal for businesses moving forward. How will you describe and teach this new normal to your future students?
So the new normal is going to be a word that is more and more prevalent. I think it helps, first of all, for all of you to just take some time each day, close your eyes, and imagine what the world will look like in your mind in, say, 3 to 5 years, given everything that's happening. I actually think that's a very good exercise, because it will help you visualize the possibilities, but also as you're moving through your day, you'll start to focus on things that are different than maybe you didn't notice before, and you'll start to generate those ideas yourself. I would say that from my perspective, there's going to be a movement towards a decentralization, from centralization to decentralization. Why is that? Because I think that some of the best solutions are going to be done locally. I think some of the best thinking and the greatest sort of understanding is going to happen locally. And it's more possible to happen because of technology. People have equal access to information, but they're better equipped to make the immediate decisions because they're closer to the problems that they have to solve. So from centralized to decentralized is important, not only in terms of knowledge, but also in terms of industry. So I think supply chain will also become more decentralized because, number one, due to the linkages that are starting to be impacted by COVID, maybe you cannot get all the supplies you need from across the world because the supply chains have been interrupted. So maybe you're going to have to source more locally. Maybe you're going to have to produce more locally. So think about that. Second is all the key components of the digital economy. We talk about the four pillars: e-commerce, payment, logistics, and big data. All of these are going to become more and more critical to the full functioning of a digital ecosystem. And so ask yourself what role you're going to play in building that, but also which aspects of those pillars that you need to tap into in order to ensure your business is successful. And then finally, I think that things like education and training will become more and more important. And this is going to require us to be learning real time and all the time. And the only way to do that is through online. So the way that we learn, I think, is going to shift more towards lifelong learning, but constant learning and learning through digital means. So another great opportunity here is in the online education space, which then will allow people to empower themselves and to participate in this digital transformation that is only going to be accelerated because of COVID-19.
That was Brian Wong, Vice President of Global Initiatives, Alibaba Group and Alibaba Business School, talking about how the format of teaching business school students will have to change moving forward. And I think we were just talking about this like off-air. It's still weird talking about a post-pandemic world and new normals and stuff.
Yeah, just those phrases make me feel as though I'm reading some kind of sci-fi book from the late 70s, early 80s.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, words and phrases that I'm so unfamiliar with, and I don't know how comfortable I am, you know, using them. But,
yeah.
But they're part of what we're discussing and using every day now.
It still hasn't settled in.
No.
It still hasn't settled in.
Right, folks, we are going to take a short break. We have the Bursa update coming in just a couple of minutes, and then after that, of course, it will be powering through the pandemic. More details on that in a few moments. You are listening to Enterprise here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.